households that are struggling to make it to the end of the week, and you're telling them that they have to tighten their belt, that you as the leader of this government isn't going to intervene in any further single measures until at least October at the very earliest. Listen to what ordinary people are saying. Forget about what we're saying. Listen to what ordinary people are saying. They are going in their thousands to food banks. They can't put food on the table for many, many houses. They are making serious, difficult choices about going from A to B, getting to work, to a hospital appointment, or feeding their children with a bowl of cereal in the morning. And you stand there and say that you are not going to intervene until another 5 months at the earliest. Taoiseach, we know you can't do everything, but you need to do more.
Defend yourself by saying we all know you didn't reference it once in your original contribution to this House, the cause of this, because your objective is to lay all of the blame on the government, just like the Russian ambassador did yesterday. Exactly, just like the Russian ambassador did yesterday. Blame the government and blame the governments of the day. We have taken a lot of measures, which you ignore, but the cutting of tax and the increases in social protection have mattered. Now, we want to now explore with the social partners how we deal with this in a comprehensive, strategic way. Because one thing we cannot do, Deputy, which you want to do,
time is up,
you cannot chase inflation away month after month by a billion or 2 billion a month. That is not a sustainable pathway.
We're way over time.
What you are proposing is to create even further inflation, over and above what is there, all with a view to pursuing electoral advantage over the crisis that's been caused by the brutal regime.
What about that for an idea?
Please.